today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Every year, people set goals they would like to achieve. Most start out well, but many fall off and resort back to old behavior. Why? When you were in school, you learned how the mind works. You learned you have a conscious mind and a subconscious mind. Your conscious mind is where all thinking takes place. It accepts, rejects, and neglects thought. Your subconscious mind only accepts what your conscious mind accepts, rejects, or neglects. So when you have a thought, it's either accepted, rejected, or neglected by the conscious mind, and your choice is impressed upon your subconscious mind. As you continue to impress this thought upon your subconscious mind, feelings, habits, belief systems, values, paradigms, and learned behaviors are established. Your subconscious mind is where thoughts and feelings meet. Based on that process, you have the power to become whatever God placed in you when you became a living soul. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, it is written, "And the Lord formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Man became a living soul after God breathed life in him. God gave man the capacity to become. To become what? Whatever God planned for his life. It starts with what you feed your mind. We have to allow the mind of Christ to be in us by studying to show ourselves approved. If you want to know what God has called you to become, study his word. You have to think new ideas that are righteous and consistent with the new man, with the new woman in Christ. The old way of thinking has to be ignored and starved to death. The new thoughts must be consciously accepted and consistently impressed upon your subconscious mind until you form new habits, a new way of thinking. What are you feeding your mind? What are you allowing to come through your ear and eye gate that's influencing your thoughts? When you allow those thoughts, positive or negative, righteous or unrighteous, to infiltrate your mind, slowly over time, you will begin acting on and acting like what you think. Just look at how these reality shows have influenced our youth and some adults. Your behavior is a result of what you think. Those thoughts will manifest themselves through your body as a result of what you consciously impress upon your subconscious mind. So what are you thinking today? What are you becoming? What will you become this week? When you change your thoughts, you'll change your behavior. By the power of God, you became a living soul. Now what will you become, and what will you use that power to become? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.